This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And, you know, tonight we're just going to I was trying to line something up for you, which we will now do on Monday. But starting Monday, we'll be kicking off the Week of the Weaponized Woman. And that is going to be Tatiana Whitlock coming in with ladies that she has chosen. These are all ladies that are sort of virtuosos when it comes to handling a weapon. That's going to be happening across the board all 5 days of next week in the 7 o'clock hour Eastern time right here on Lock and Load. That's all starting next week. And I'm still playing the game with the lungs and the congestion and everything. So please, bear with me. But, you know, it is Friday after all. On January the 16th, the CDC is going to hold a public briefing on how emergency responders should prepare for a nuclear attack on U.S. soil. This is simply a sign of the times. This is when the government takes the nuclear threat from North Korea and China seriously enough to instruct public health officials in how to minimize deaths and illnesses. And from them we get this: while a nuclear detonation is unlikely, it would have devastating results, and there would be limited time to take critical protection steps. Despite the fear surrounding such an event, planning and preparation can lessen deaths and illness. CDC says that public health officials need to develop plans for a possible nuclear attack in order to be prepared, and that there are some misconceptions about what to do immediately following a detonation. For instance, most people don't realize that sheltering in place for at least 24 hours is crucial to saving lives and reducing exposure to radiation. Sessions are titled Preparing for the Unthinkable, Using Data and Decision Aids to Drive Responsible Efforts, Public Health Resources to Meet Critical Components of Preparedness, and Roadmap to Radiation Preparedness. We could go into a couple of things if we wanted to, but I mean, this is the threat of a nuclear attack that comes right now from Kim Jong-un, and it demonstrates a variety. You know, he's been demonstrating a variety of missile capability this past year. And he might have the capability of launching a warhead anywhere in the U.S. today. Now, one of the things that this signals, though, to me is that they are starting to look at taking out the North Korean nukes. That is one of the most prudent countermeasures, which is to take them out. This would not be like facing the Soviet Union, where there would be literally hundreds of warheads coming this way. This would be primarily dealing with maybe dozens. And that's a lot, but it's not like the hundreds of inbound traffic that would be coming in. But getting out this by getting out there and putting this out there to begin, this preemptively tells Kim Jong-un that we are going to take this serious, and that means we're going to be serious about the way we react to it. And what should you do if you are in a nuclear, if you are in an area, and I'm going off of what was referred to as NBC training when I was in, for a nuclear blast, if you have a weapon, you should lay feet towards the blast, facing away from it. You should get as low as you can, maybe behind something that rises up lay on top of your weapon. You may, everything on your back may be melted clean off of you. And that will not be the time to, at that particular moment, it will not be the time to be sitting back and worried about your modesty, because now you got to go. Because after the initial blast and the heat flash and everything else, if you survive all of that, then you've got to go. And you've got to go in the exact opposite direction of where you have come from. And this is in an attempt to get away from the fallout. If you can make it indoors, you need to get indoors. And I can't begin to tell you the biggest thing that you can have on hand that will help you make everything airtight is duct tape. I mean, you should have a case of duct tape. Duct tape off everything. When you go outside, duct tape your sleeves, duct tape your pants legs. If you have to go outside, you need to have something with a seal. A protective mask would really come in handy. But I mean, and then when you come in, you've got to be hosed down. I mean, hosed down and scrubbed. And that is just you're going to lay on your weapon because your weapon will still function. Everything else around you is not going to function. So if you had a car, probably not going to work. Provided it survives the blast and the initial heat wave and the blast and the shock wave and everything that comes from it. It's not going to work anymore. So you're going to be on foot. Your gun's still going to work. Your gun is still going to work. This is one of the reasons that I have an ISIS welcome wagon bag. I call it that sort of tongue-in-cheek, but if something were to happen, everything in that ISIS welcome wagon bag is going to work. The only thing I do not have, and I don't even know if I want to get it, is an NBC suit. I spent a lot of time in an NBC suit, so I don't know what they call them now. I don't even know what they look like nowadays. Back then, they were big, heavy affairs. The prospect of a nuclear weapon striking the U.S. anytime soon is remote. But the odds are not zero. And if the Kim regime is teetering on the edge of destruction, who knows what he's going to do? So for that reason, it is prudent to be more prepared than we are now to withstand such a blow. And that's just simple common sense. Both Trump and Kim have spoken openly of using nuclear weapons if the situation calls for it. It may not make the use of nukes more likely, but it may make their use more acceptable. You got the biggest worry is when the unthinkable becomes thinkable, and then you're entering a brand new dangerous world where using nuclear weapons is no longer a last desperate option, but an integral part of war fighting. And that's a bad day. That is a really bad day when you get to that point. And I have no doubt if he were to launch that we would, I'm sure we would retaliate. Where I'm at in the upstate of South Carolina, we have Lockheed. Yeah. We have some industry here. We have some military stuff here. We have military units in South Carolina, and we also on the coast of South. Well, I don't know what we have on the coast anymore. It's been so long since I looked. But I believe South Carolina would be a target. So for me, this is something I got to think about. But it's something you got to think about too. And if you haven't thought about it, well, then maybe you should look into it and I don't know, figure out what's which is it going to be. That's the thing you want to look into. So, it is a interesting world and very dangerous. But this is a simple step. This is actually sort of a telegraphed move to Kim Jong-un, because he'll know this is happening. He has sources just like we have sources, although his sources probably have stomach parasites. But duct tape and weapons, you're going to want those. Not because we're going to fight Kim Jong-un. We'll be left to ourselves for a little bit. When we get back, what happens when a self-defensive use of a firearm doesn't get reported? Does it really happen? This is Lock and Load. BTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, BTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
BTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Yesterday, I was talking about how often they, you know, some highlights of sometimes weapons were used to stop crime in November. And that's just basically a handful. But it's, you know, 22 people. So, we know of 22 people that use their firearm in public, but is that all there is to it? What we don't think about are all the uses that occur with almost no one being any the wiser. You see, there's countless times, cases of people being afraid for their lives and pulling a firearm, but it never shows up in any official statistic. Take a man and woman walking on a city street. It's night. It's not particularly crowded. Fairly well lit, and they believe they're safe, and then a thug shows up with a knife and demanding their valuables. He draws a 9mm handgun, causing said thug to recognize that he has committed the age-old sin of bringing a knife to a gunfight. And at this point, the thug runs like Lena Dunham when someone yells, "Cake." And the couple calls the police and a statement is taken. They might even catch the thief, but their defensive use of a firearm never shows up on official statistics. Another example is the hunter who uses his deer rifle to scare off a mountain lion that threatens him in the woods. Or how about the father taking his kids for a walk when they're menaced by wild dogs, prompting him to fire at them? These are defensive uses of a firearm. These are all cases of an individual using a lawfully owned firearm to defend their life or the life of another, yet it doesn't make any lists. And in the case of those dealing with wild animals, it may never even be reported. And while the gun grabbers are very fond of claiming we should try gun control, citing, if it saves just one life, as if that was some sort of magical, mystical mantra, they forget that we need balance, and what good is saving one life if it costs you two? And yet, every year, many times more lives are saved with the guns than are taken with them. And this is true with even the most conservative estimate of defensive gun uses, which claims only happens 108,000 times annually. And that's still almost three times more than the number of deaths attributed to firearms by the anti-gunners, a number that's artificially inflated by lumping suicides in with homicides and accidental deaths. So most people who use a firearm defensively never show up in hard data. Yet there are far more of them every year than those who we lose to homicides. And they're never counted and easily dismissed by the anti-gun crusaders, and that means that we, and yeah, I'm one of them, owe it not just to ourselves but to our fellow citizens to remind people that we exist, even if we don't make a list. And, the specter of concealed carry is very powerful, very powerful. It started in Florida in 1985. And to spread across the nation. And concealed carry since 1985 has evolved. Prior to, only until recently, the idea of a small semi-automatic able to handle full loads of 9mm or 45 ACP, for that matter, was unthought of, unheard of. Nobody wanted to build that gun. There were smaller guns, to be sure, but these were big, heavy affairs. This was pre-polymer age. With the ascent of polymer, we started getting the shorter guns and the baby Glocks and all the other stuff. And now everybody has a single stack that is the easiest gun to hide, known to man. And they all give a fair reckoning for themselves. Everybody seems to have one. Walther has one. Springfield has one. Smith & Wesson has one. Glock has one. Everybody has one. Who am I missing? Springfield, Glock. Everybody. Sig has one. They have in the 320 range. They have a 320 that would be considered a single stack. So, as it continues to evolve, so does the number of people carrying guns, and their choices have evolved as well. And the thing about carrying a gun that very few people seem to talk about is that carrying a gun is very uncomfortable. it is really uncomfortable. It is so uncomfortable, in fact, that a lot of times people opt to not carry one. And these are the people typically that own a gun. I have seen people show up to qualify on their concealed carry permit class. I saw one guy show up one day wearing a right-handed holster, even though he was left-handed. And he was shooting a 6-inch 357 Magnum. Now, he could shoot it. He couldn't conceal it. A 6-inch 357 Magnum is just a little bit shorter than, some of the baseball bats I used when I was in Little League. So that's not really something you're going to conceal. There, you know, the gun industry has responded and made a whole class of decent semi-automatic pistols that you can conceal quite easily. And it doesn't matter which one you pick. It only matters that you pick one. And there's all kinds of things being made for them, and they are evolving now. They are evolving now. My choice of the little itty-bitty gun to carry is a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 2.0. It's got the 8-round magazines have got Hive Technologies plus 2 plates on the bottom of them, so it's a 10-round gun. And I have affixed an arachna grip to the top of it. So this slide, which even I have a little trouble with, is very easy to manipulate. And, oh, yes, to the listener, to the guy that was in the chat room that day that was saying, hey, Bill, what do you think about the shield with the integrated Crimson Trace laser? And I was like, no, don't go for that one. I went for it. So you were right. I was wrong. The only problem I'm having right now is finding a holster for it, but I'll find one. I may get Roger at Ace Firearms to make one. But I'll find one. And this gun is as able a fighting gun as there is out there. With a 10-round capacity, I don't have to aim it because I have calibrated the laser sight exactly where it needs to be. It is ready to roll if it needs to go. So the specter of concealed carry is out there. And so is it becoming easier. And they're trying to work on this. You know, it's no matter what they do, it's not going to be comfortable to carry a gun. It's just that simple to calculate in your equations, but they can make it more comfortable and more easy and then you got to do it. Then you have to do it and train the way you carry. You carry concealed, train with concealed, draw from concealment. Start slow. You're not punching a clock on this one. Just start slow, and that's just the way to be. The only way to be. I like it, but, you know, the other thing is that most of the time, 97% of the time, you're not going to make some list. You're not going to make the statistics. You're not even going to make John Lott's list. But the specter that you create, that is one of the most great, the greatest of public services you could possibly put out there. That specter of the civilian that can fight back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. While we were preoccupied celebrating the holidays and putting out the cookies and the milk and, you know, auld lang syne, all that other stuff, the governors of two major states were pardoning immigrants, illegal immigrants, convicted of serious crimes to shield them from deportation. First, California Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown pardoned two men on the verge of being deported for committing crimes in the U.S., according to a Sacramento News report. Let me get to this question in just a minute. Days later, New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, who is eyeing a run for president, pardoned 18 criminals convicted of serious crimes so they could remain in the country. The foreigners had obtained legal immigration status in the United States, but committed such aberrant crimes that they faced removal after the completion of their criminal sentence. An official statement issued by the governor's office refers to the pardon as contributing members of society who face the threat of deportation and other immigration-related challenges as a result of their crimes. Cuomo said the foreign criminals he pardoned had been rehabilitated, but the stigma of convictions prevented them from gaining legal status or fully reentering society. And while the federal government continues to target immigrants and threatens to tear families apart with deportation, these actions take a critical step toward a more just, a more fair, and more compassionate New York. If you live in New York State, or if you live in California with a K, I don't really mean this at you, but I have to ask you, how on earth do you vote for these guys that don't care about you, that only care about grandstanding, that reward crime, that, I mean, you know, that, are they going to do that for you? Would they do that for you? Would they pardon you in order to make sure that you didn't have the stigma? Would they do that for you? This is about the optics. This is them poking at Trump. State press release also quotes several representatives from open borders groups praising the governor's pardons. Among them is the president of a group dedicated to eradicating racial disparities in the criminal justice system, who commended Cuomo's strong display of leadership. See, this is the thing. Some of these guys think that there are quotas, that you can get out there and satisfy quotas. You can't, you know, if you're out there and you've got three Hispanics and three black people, well, we need three white people. We need three Asians. We need three Indians from India, you know. We need three Inuits because we got to have equality in jail. That's not the way that works. We got this statement. Too many immigrants with prior criminal convictions are subjected to the gratuitous punishment of deportation, despite being long-standing contributing members of our community. How? Now, surprisingly, let's look at these newly pardoned immigrants. The Californians are two Cambodian men, Moneneth of Modesto and Ratanak Kong of Davis, arrested in immigration sweeps a few months ago. Their age 42 and 39 came to the U.S. as children and were convicted of felonies as adults. The crimes include a weapons charge and association to a gang. Neth and Ratanak were scheduled to be deported in December, along with dozens of other Cambodians convicted of crimes, but a federal judge in Southern California issued a temporary restraining order after their pro bono attorneys from a civil rights group filed an emergency motion. Nearly 2,000 Cambodians in the U.S. are subject to deportation, according to ICE. ICE figures cited in a Northern California newspaper. More than half of them have criminal convictions that strip them of legal status. The New York pardons include a 57-year-old Mexican transgender woman convicted of criminal facilitation, a 35-year-old man from Estonia convicted of larceny, and a 53-year-old Dominican man convicted of criminal sale of a controlled substance. The Mexican national, Lorena Borjas, deserves to stay in the U.S. because she is a strong advocate for transgender and immigrant communities and runs HIV-positive or testing programs for transgender sex workers and a syringe exchange for trans women taking hormone injections. What does she do again? What did he/she do again? What is criminal? I need to know what criminal facilitation is. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. The Estonian, Alexander Shylov, became a nurse and frequently gave talks on overcoming addiction. The Dominican, Freddy Perez, works as an electrician and takes care of his autistic younger brother. So for those reasons, they deserve to remain in the U.S. despite their criminal histories, according to Cuomo. This is all part of this effort to protect immigrants from being deported. Months ago, Judicial Watch reported that prosecutors in two major U.S. cities ordered staff not to charge illegal immigrants with minor and nonviolent crimes because it could get them deported. Brooklyn, New York District Attorney Eric Gonzalez was the first to issue the order creating two sets of rules involving local crimes. That's really that's what it boils down to. There's two sets of rules. There's rules for them, and there's rules for you. The rules for you do nothing to minimize anything that might happen to you, you know, in a penalty type setting. But the goal, according to a statement issued by the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office, is minimizing collateral immigration consequences of criminal convictions. There used to be a show that I used to watch. It was back before Robert Blake was a disgrace. It's called Beretta. And I don't know if the song came before Beretta or if it came after Beretta, but Sammy Davis Jr. sang the theme song to Beretta. And one of the lines in the song was, "Don't do the crime if you can't do the time." And apparently that doesn't apply if you are an immigrant. Taxpayers in the busy New York City borough are also paying for two immigration attorneys to train all staff on immigration issues and advise prosecutors when making plea offers and sentencing recommendations. The idea here is to avoid disproportionate collateral consequences, such as deportation, while maintaining public safety. Now, Gonzalez says he's committed to equal and fair justice for all Brooklyn residents, citizens, lawful residents, and undocumented immigrants alike. That's not, you know what, District Attorney, that's not your job. Your law-abiding citizens, yeah, and your others, but, I mean, illegal immigrants, undocumented workers, whatever you want to call them, they don't fall under your purview. No, they don't. That's a federal thing. And I know the feds are actually, you know, prosecuting this now, coming at it hard, and that's not up to you. A few weeks after Brooklyn disclosed their policy, prosecutors in Maryland's largest city joined the bandwagon. Sort of, you know, they were a little more quiet about it. There was no public announcement or celebratory press conference. But the chief deputy, Michael Schatzteil, used similar language in the memo, writing that the Trump administration's deportation efforts have increased the potential collateral consequences to certain immigrants of violent or minor nonviolent criminal conduct. Let's see. Schatzow was the second in command to Marilyn Mosby, you know, the one that went after the Freddie Gray people and oversees major crimes in the state agency. He said, he wrote to his staff, and in considering the appropriate disposition of a minor nonviolent criminal case, please be certain to consider these potential consequences to the victim, witnesses, and the defendant. Some of these guys are forgetting what their job is. Their job is not to get out there and do all of this interpretation. Their job is to go out there and represent the city, the state, whatever, wherever their jurisdiction is. It's not to get out there and interpret. Okay. Well, grandstand while you can. Grandstand while you got a chance, because that is going to become minimal as time goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Uh, 2018, this is going to be an active and possibly a very dangerous year. We're going to see increasing domestic political violence, particularly in metro areas, as we approach the midterm elections in the fall. You'll see agenda-driven goons physically harming political opponents. That used to be confined to third-world countries, and that's here now. It strikes me that there that precious few in a position to know see a non-military solution to the North Korea solution. The current regime there is extremely dangerous and volatile, and there may be a new Korean War on the horizon. There will be no let-up from Islamic terrorists who will relentlessly stage attacks upon Western civilization. They'll use explosives and vehicles and knives and guns, and many such attacks will be and have been thwarted, but a few will succeed to one degree or another. Conventional violent crime also shows no signs of abating. Police officers need to be particularly wary when responding to routine calls. Many violent criminal actors who used to surrender meekly now attack police and others violently, confident that the leftist media will take their side. Legions from all political perspectives are buying guns and ammunition, even many who hypocritically claim to oppose our Second Amendment. A sizable percentage of those gun owners lack the personal discipline necessary to learn to keep and use guns correctly, but we can look forward to lots of unintentional discharges among the clueless. Now, let's just start from the very beginning, shall we? The midterm elections. This will be where, I've noticed Antifa's been sort of quiet. Black Lives Matter have been sort of quiet. In areas where they were successful before, they sort of like pulled back. If they're actually doing anything out there, I don't hear anything about it except on television now. They make the news or something. So they will probably become active again. And we'll have to see what we get out of that. The metro area is going to be bad. And unfortunately, the metro areas like New York and Chicago and Philadelphia and Baltimore and places like that they will very likely, there'll be a lot of people getting hurt. Although I don't understand how that could be, because in those metro areas, nobody is, most of them already don't vote for Trump or want to vote Republican. So I don't know how that's going to go. We'll also see a little ramp up about this tax thing. I mean, Cuomo's already trying to do that. But the goon squads will be coming out. North Korea. North Korea is... they're like a wounded animal. They are, it's not so much that they're dangerous, they're unstable. They'll lose without a doubt. They will lose. And, you know, there's a probably decent chance that the Chinese would take them out when you look at it, because the Chinese, they got a lot of business involved with us, and they got a lot of business involved with South Korea. But we'll see how that shakes out. Islamic terrorists, well, they will continue. You know, yes, we're taking it to them in the Middle East, but there's plenty of them here right now today in the United States. Some of them have been radicalized here, which is doesn't make them a lone wolf, because they're getting it from the Internet, which means they have influence, outside influence, which means it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS or Al-Shabaab or one of the other owls. I don't know which owl it would be. We may see the one attack that I don't want to see here. We may see that grounded, I don't know, all kinds of all kinds of coordination and timing and all that other stuff. That would be bad. Conventional violent crime. Well, that's not going to go away. That's not going away at all. And the cops. Right now, the cops are being reapproached. It's like, we broke up with you, and now we want you to come back because we realize how bad we need you, even though we don't like you. They need to take it sort of slow. Take it sort of slow. And, you know, I was talking last night about the trans women who are arming up. There's a lot of people that are... See... I don't care if you are a trans, you know, homosexual. I don't care if you're Black Lives Matter. I don't care if you're Black American. I don't care who you are. If you want to carry a weapon for self-defense, that's fine. Okay? It is not fine when you get out there and you are painting a bunch of people like me because of the way we vote and saying that you are in fear of your life because of us. You are way off base with that one. So, if you're going to buy a gun, first of all, please train with it. Learn about it. Don't look at it and say, this thing right here, I think that's called the shroud, while you're looking at the muzzle device. Learn about the weapon. Item number two, do you really want to arm up and come after us? Because a lot of us know exactly what we're doing. We don't want to defend against you. We really don't. But while you're sitting there being clueless and everything else, stop listening to somebody that's out there that's telling you that we're the problem, and maybe look into it for yourself. Maybe look into that for yourself. Could you? I mean, anyway. That stuff just cracks me up. The idea that... Do you understand that you have... For people that are homosexual, for people that are leftist, for people that are anti-gun... Do you understand that if what you were saying was true, you never would have had the moments to articulate your argument because we would have killed you? And the reason we haven't killed you is because you're American. Because we don't feel the same way about you that you do about us. And you make the mistake of getting out there and taking that difference and saying, well, if we have to, we got to do what we got to do. And you're confusing yourselves here. We don't want to do it. That means nothing, though. We don't want to shoot anybody. But we train to do that. And we would not do it reluctantly. We would do it automatically. We would do it with a lot of, a lot of ice in our veins as we're actually executing the actual deed itself. And then, we'll go through the physiological change that you go through when you go into that kind of shock. But we'll do it. And you are not the target. We are not targeting you. So if you want to arm up to defend yourself, please do. You can come train with us. But if you're arming up to fight us, who are you going to fight? Because we're not going to show up to fight you. We're not coming for you. I want to see something out there that shows to me, besides in the Middle East. I know in the Middle East, for some reason, we've got these two protected classes. We've got Islamists and we've got LGBTQs, and the Islamists will take the LGBTQs and throw them off of a six-floor building off the top. That's who you ought to be concerned with, and then the way to, not get involved in that is not get around any of them. But clear your minds and get a little discipline, learn about your weapon, and then carry your weapon. And join the brotherhood, sisterhood that is the people that carry guns. As you know, it's colorblind. We don't care about any other kind of persuasions that you are. And we're not going to mess with you unless you mess with us. And then if you mess with us, we're going to mess with you in a way that you can't even possibly imagine. You're way behind. You were so far behind. And we don't want to do it. So welcome to the gun-owning populace. And at the same time, open your eyes. Open your eyes and, figure out the score of things today. Don't listen to what you hear. Don't listen to what people are telling you. Look for yourselves. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.